Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 55 minutes. Got a ton at the end of the show. Stay tuned. Got a ton of announcements. This is summer, spring, whatever. A lot of things starting to happen. But I'm really, you know how I get on these supportive. I like to support things that I really do believe in. Well, today I have with me someone I really do believe it, and an organization that was his brainstorm, and he's making it happen. His name is A.J. Encho, and he's with the Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Council.
And Economic Council.
I'm sorry?
Economic Council.
Oh, I forgot that. What did I say?
Entrepreneurial.
Same. Economic Council. You can't. Too many words for an old mind. He is someone I have the utmost respect for. I try to have him on once a quarter to promote all they're doing. And believe me when I tell you, they are doing a ton for all of us, for Pittsfield, for people in the entire community. And without that, further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my friend AJ Encho. What's going on, brother?
Morning, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad, not as glad as I am. I'm 78 years old. Every day I get up is a blessing.
Happy belated birthday, Bill.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Just check your mic and make sure it's high enough. You seem to be, is it okay?
How are we now?
A little bit higher.
Testing.
Yeah, it's I guess it's as good as we're going to get. So
let's see what I can do.
All right. Let's go. Let me put it on who.
I know.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR. I'm WTBR's Morning Drive. Boy, what a day. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 50, 55 minutes today. I am really pleased and honored. You know how I get on these support. Like I just had Strikeout Cancer. All of these I believe in. And this organization, this person, I believe in him and the organization. And it is Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Council.
Right? Close. Berkshire Black Economic Council.
Economical. One potato, two potato. You're like, no, I'm only kidding. Thank you for the correction. It's an organization that's really taken off. Really a part of why I'm supporting it is because it's part of our community. And it's, let me add another word to that. Active part of our community. And A.J. Encho is the executive director, and he, it was his brainstorm to do this. And so there we go. Did I get that wrong too? You're not the executive director?
I am.
Oh.
Probably.
I thought you smile. I thought you had another title.
No.
Like, you know, supreme leader or whatever.
No, that's so just
listen,
too much.
thank you for coming on the show. It means a lot. As you know, I try to promote this about once a quarter, have you guys on. Do a 30,000 foot recap of how this all came together from the very onset in your head to where it's at now. It's an amazing adventure.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak on the story and how we came together. So Berkshire Black Economic Council, we're a new 501c3 in the Berkshire community, and we came together as a group of us. You know, I had an idea, but it takes a team. And the idea was for us to support entrepreneurism. We developed a study that set us on two original paths, which was private sector development for Berkshire entrepreneurs and businesses that we work with, but also artists and artisans that we wanted to uplift and empower and increase their own visibility. It's been a journey, but it started as several meetings as a small group, and that group put together ideas and initiatives, and then I would take time to also build them out, right? So ideas being a instrumental part, but then it also takes the work of and
Sure.
putting the pieces together. And then I and we leveraged our networks and relationships to seek grant opportunities that were fruitful, and that led to this first speed networking expo at Bosque, which was an awesome event where we celebrated Berkshire Black vendors and had them all together under one roof. We also did a study of what would make the arts and cultural sector in Berkshire County more trustworthy and inclusive.
Yeah.
And that developed the work of our Black Arts Council.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an
Yeah.
awesome journey.
And now you've run a lot of trainings. You've run a lot. You've given a lot of hands-on help to folks. How many actual operations do you have going now? I know you got some on North Street.
We definitely do. We helped bring some new businesses to downtown during the pandemic, and that was a real treasure of an experience. And that includes the Plant Connector, Brazucas, Dulce Rose Beauty Supply Store, the Collab, and BB's Hotspot, and that was through the Vibe North Street Grant Program.
Yeah, and the one lady on South Street who does the gowns and the all that kind of the wedding stuff. Well, I interviewed her. She was amazing.
Yeah, DJs is DJs, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and just taking off and to promote her a little bit. With First Communion and in the, for the Catholic Church and others coming up, she has little white dresses.
Oh, I think you mean Nene's Deco.
Nene, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
I mistook you for another business. That's on me.
No, that's not me because I, as soon as I talked about it, my mind went blank, which at my age it happens a lot. But she, I want to get this out. If you have a young man, a young little guy making his first communion, she has white suits. So, you know, she was just so full of enthusiasm and so committed to her. She has thrones for kids to sit on and for us. You got to try it. It's right down near, what, you know me, I always relate to food. Right near Pizza House on South Street. And while you're there, stop in a Pizza House. But seriously, what you guys are doing, what a shot in the arm it is, not only for the city and this community, but for the people you're helping. That's why I got so behind it when I heard about your story. I mean, I hope I've been supportive since the get-go.
You have. I mean, you think about downtown Pittsfield and the number of vacancies we had during the
Yeah.
pandemic, and just be able to, you know, entrepreneurs who have been working hard at home, they've been creating their business plans and inviting their clients to their homes for work. You know, that's a great start. But to now be able to see your dream and to have a storefront to put it in, is another place to be, and that's really terrific.
Exactly. When people like I'm a young entrepreneur, I come to you. What take us through some of the steps? Because I know you are so personally involved with this, in the real positive sense. What like I show up at your door and you say, "What is my first step?"
Okay, great question. You walk in the door. Depending on whether or not you had a meeting scheduled or not, we're here to serve.
Yeah.
If you're a walk-in, we're going to take down your information. If you got a scheduled meeting, it's likely going to be an intake. And that intake is going to tell us the health of your business and where your business is currently at. And then we're going to begin working with you on a series of worksheets to help your financial models take shape and form. And then from there, we're going to work on some narrative development and building that up. So ultimately, the name of the game for us is technical assistance. That's what we do. That's the heart of our work. And we're preparing our entrepreneurs in the name of readiness so that they can be ready to apply to a grant or a loan or a program at a minute's man's notice. So they can hopefully benefit from the fruits of their labor.
And you know, as a person who develops businesses, you that is, my wife and I, as you know, had my teacher's closet on North Street, and then we moved to Allendale, and then Walmart opened, and well, that was that. But when Walmart could sell a box of 64 crayons cheaper than we could buy a box of six crayons, then we figured the future wasn't there. But I know the steps, and we really didn't have any. I mean, I had worked in business, but we really didn't have anybody helping us do the steps. And that's where I think your organization is stellar.
Thank you.
Well,
And it's
preparing
necessary,
people,
right?
it's not all peaches and cream.
It's not. And I think that that's a point that needs to get driven home, right? I oftentimes say, plan the work, work the plan, right? So
Excellent.
you've built out this business plan, okay, and if it is a plan that's built with feasibility, then your metrics of success and how you formulated that plan to encourage and promote your success should work, right? Because you've taken time to create a break-even analysis. You've taken time to figure out who your market is and how you're going to approach various market segments. You've now prepared budgets for maybe your office that you're looking to make, or your storefront that you want to build out so it's turnkey. You know, all these steps are part of making the plan. And now your plan should have some resiliency built into it. So if there's ever an economic downturn, you know how you're going to pull yourself back out and who, what relationships you will work on or work with to get you back up and running.
In my old life, we referred to those as contingency plans. You figure what could really adversely affect your business, and you have an contingency plan to deal with that. And you just said it. And how many people, when they go into business, you know, on their own, think, oh, well, no, I'm going to do great. Well, yeah. But then Walmart opened. So then,
Right.
how many people currently are you in assisting or have helped or whatever?
So, for example, when we look at our report from this past quarter, we served 49 different counts of technical assistance, and that
Wow.
ranges from municipal vendor registrations, which our navigator is working closely with our clients on. We're helping our clients with getting their logins set up so they can participate on the state's combine system
Oh, cool.
for procurement opportunities. There's minority business enterprise certifications that we're helping collect documents for. So if there's a pitch contest or a local program that's geared towards minority business enterprises, we can help increase the participation there.
Oh, cool.
So these are the sorts of things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis, while also putting businesses in touch with other existing businesses so we can fortify some new partnerships. But I want to go back to what you said earlier about that preparation, right? Like when you and Roseanne were running your business or anyone for that matter, like you need to be prepared and ready to take on the increase of cost of goods. And what do you do when you had this variable line item that fluctuated only a few cents on the dollar,
Right.
but now there's a significant increase to that good, and your business is relying on it, right? You need to have a plan for that. These are the things that not, unless you've been through it or you've been coached, it's going to be tough for you to run your business.
Yeah.
And let's be real. I think existing businesses know that. But I didn't also add that we're not here to only support the entrepreneurs. We're here to support the existing businesses too.
Right.
So
Yes.
for those
Thank you
that
for bringing
are
that up.
here, yeah, we got 3-year growth plans that we can help support the development of as well. So we're here for any and all businesses that need it.
And just in a kind of an aside, but a realism, how many of businesses today will be affected by tariffs? And what are you going to do if there is a tariff on the goods you're trying to purchase? How much will you absorb, or can you absorb, and how much will you pass on to the customer? And your organization would be is going to be, I'm predicting a negative, but what it could happen, a help to those people to do that.
I've been thinking about this question a lot, and I
Yeah.
think the immediate question I ask myself is, where are your goods and services coming from? Because
Exactly.
if it's the domestic US,
Yeah.
you're going to be impacted, but not as much as those who are sourcing internationally.
Right.
But I think it's a time where we need to really think about, supporting local, because the local economy will have your back, right?
Yes.
And that's something that I think businesses should be mindful of, and really consider.
And people, I know during COVID, I know the my wife and I tried to support, like, the restaurants. They were closed, but they did take out. Well, we tried to support them because some restaurants we go to once a week. So we continued to go maybe twice a week. Simply in, well, you know about this because you help get the lady that runs the shop there on South Street. We're just talking about her. Nay-day. WTBR and PCTV realize that it's tough for local businesses. So every couple times a year, 3 times a year, we run 26-minute slots for businesses to promote themselves. And I interview them, and I'll tell you, the feedback has been nothing but positive from the businesses. And again, shop for our viewers and our listeners, shop locally, please. These are our neighbors. These are our people we go to church and synagogue and temple with. Their kids go to school with our kids. Well, not my kid. He stopped going to school about 40 years ago, but my grandkids. So anyhow, seriously, this is such an important thing, to shop locally. But what AJ and his team are doing there is they're building more entrepreneurs, more livability in Pittsfield, in the Berkshires. And I mean, to me, by the way, I have to ask this. You got some notoriety from the state that was it the governor?
So the governor has appointed me to the Black Economic Advisory Council, and that's been a true honor. And I supported her work as a member of the economic development, the chair of economic development for her transition and her first 100 days. And Wow, the people on across the state that she pulled together for that group were just amazing. I've learned so much working with them and helped expand relationships professionally and for the organization. But we're here to continue serving in that way, and now it's time to do more in that realm, especially when it comes down to economic development and looking at that eco dev bill that was just passed.
And let me first of all congratulate you, and then me second of all, let's congratulate Pittsfield, Berkshire County, because AJ got chosen to go down there and be part of this deal. And very often, I don't mean this to be negative, but sometimes they forget out here that we can add to all their committees,
Yeah,
councils. And
that definitely happens.
yeah, but so there's a good plan now for all of the bill that just passed. I think, we'll see the future, and you and your organization, it sounds kind of corny, but you are creating the future by helping these people become successful. And I mean that. Think about it. The ones you've helped, the ones who actually are open and working, and whether it's a retail or arts or whatever, things are happening that wouldn't happen without your organization, I believe.
Yeah,
Well,
well,
that's why I support it.
thank you, Bill. But I'll come back and say, BBEC is what it is because of the community, right? It's because of the banks, the federal credit unions, the or companies like BBE Office Interiors that help fit out our space, as well as quasi partners like Mass Development and Mass Growth Capital Corporation getting behind and putting their support in our organization. I mean, there's so many organizations and people that have come and gotten behind our mission, and that is why we are what we are.
It, if I may say, it is Pittsfield, it is Berkshire County. I've lived all over the world, and I can tell you when there's a good cause, when there's someone in need, when there's a sick child or a burned out home or whatever, Pittsfielders come together. People in Berkshire County come together. And you don't see that everywhere. And you're right, they are supporting your efforts. But you're also producing. It's one thing to
Thank
say,
you.
I'm behind you, and they say, good, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a day or two. I know that's not happening where you're at.
No, thank you. Thank you for that opening, Bill, and thank you for, giving our organization the airtime to tell people what we're about and what we do. I even just as you were saying that, this really is a community-backed organization. So when I think about my own personal experience over the last year, we just in an unbelievable time, we were able to find a home to live in. But we just had a baby, and we already have a 4-year-old. It's been a lot on our plates, and fortunately enough, because we are as tight-knit as we are, I've been able to communicate that to people, and people know, and they've extended grace. So I can continue to be the leader that I've been asked to be. And so, I want to extend a thank you to the community for your grace and support of our mission.
And I really think the community is behind it. From people I have spoken with throughout they've had good experiences with you and with others.
Thank you.
And I that's I tell young people, networking, 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 networking. I still communicate with the group, the very diverse group actually, that I worked with in South Africa. I was just the other day. In fact, I'm trying to get two or three of them to do a Zoom interview.
Wow.
We had done one, and but networking is crucially important. And you, as I see you, and maybe I'm seeing something that's I shouldn't see, but this is what I see. You're the hub. You're going to be the knowledge base, the information base for all the people that you're working with to come to when they have an issue with a tax form or something. That's who they're going to come to.
Thank you. You know, I'm moved by that. You know, and it just makes me think about, you know, babies born and we receive flowers from you and Roseanne.
Yeah.
Our bookkeepers, you know, they're reaching out and sending us flowers. And it just, you know, that happens to people. And that's what we do for one another in this community. And
that's right.
It's about the relationships and what we do to support one another. And we will be here. We will be here. We will continue marching our mission and supporting our clients and finding new ways to make the Berkshire economy more inclusive, and that's what we're going to do.
And I would say also this before, excuse me, we're going to give you some information out there in the field and the viewing audience and listening audience. We're going to do it several times. So we're going to do it now. AJ is going to give you the telephone number, the email, and then don't panic, because I know it's a morning show. You're getting in and out of the car. You're trying to get the kids on a bus. You're trying to get on the bus. We'll do it at least two or three more times after today. AJ, if you would be so kind as to give us the contact information for your organization, please.
Absolutely. contact@berkshirebec.org. And you can come visit our office. We're at 33 Dunham Mall here in Pittsfield, right across from City Hall. And you can contact us at 413-441-0111.
And if you're out there and you're interested in a bunch of ways, you're interested for help, or you're interested in helping or contributing, that's what to do. And again, I just want people to understand how important this organization is to this community. I've grown up here. I know this community. I grew up in the North End, played ball on the West Side. So all I can tell you is when you see someone who wants to start a business but really doesn't know where to go, here's a place for the person to go to get some absolute solid help. And that's, you know, as a person who started a business, it would have helped if I had an AJ. You know, I knew a lot about big corporate business. I didn't know a lot about little business. And I want to say, too, please, and we talked about this earlier, and I know I repeat myself, but when you get to be 78, you can repeat yourself, too.
You're the man.
Please, 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 please support our local businesses, our restaurants, our hardware stores, our people who fix things. RPM, personal friend, does. If you drove by his, he'd have to have 47 mechanics get all those lawnmowers ready. But a good person, been in business a long time. Pittsfield has businesses, and like AJ said, he just isn't doing new businesses. He's helping businesses that have been here and probably need help to grow, and that's what we want. We want new, and we want you to grow. You probably can tell I get excited about this show. I better take a break because my old heart. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. There's more to this story. AJ's family's in a business. There's a lot of things that have come together to make this organization what it is, and it's growing. I'll make this analogy. The tulips and the crocuses have blossomed or are blossoming. This organization has blossomed, but has much more growth to go. This is WTBR 89.9 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back, everybody. The good-looking guy you see there, his name is AJ Anchel.
They're talking about you, right? You're the good-looking guy.
No, I passed good-looking about 30 years ago.
I didn't buy that.
AJ, the name of your organization, I don't want to mess it up again.
Berkshire Black Economic Council.
I know, but every time I say it, the E throws me. I know all the front.
That's the one.
Yeah. And what they do, and AJ, this is kind of like a new audience and comes on at the break. 30,000 foot overview of what your organization does.
Berkshire Black Economic Council is a non-for-profit, and our mission is to aid and to advocate for economic development for Berkshire County's Black businesses and entrepreneurs.
And there you go. And they have. Think about this. You want to start a business, right? And you say, well, I think I'm going to start a restaurant business. And because I can really cook. Good. What else does it take? Well, you got to be able to cook. But there's a lot more to it.
Right.
But what they do, and AJ did it before, it was really a beautiful explanation of how they bring people in and walk them through the steps. And I'm going to ask him to do it again, because people out there that are thinking about this, and I don't care who you go through, what you look like, how old you are, any of that. But if you're thinking of a start, you better dot all these I's and cross all the T's. Because I started a business, my wife and I here, and I had business experience, and I still... It's a lot different doing business for General Electric than it is doing for you start your own store.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and even as you say that, I'm going to say this proudly, right? I don't have an MBA, right? But here's what I'm going to say to that. I watched my parents build a business from scratch. I was there. Now, was I crunching the numbers on the calculators? No. But was I learning about overhead expenses when I was 6, 7 years old? Yes. And I watched their business be arsoned, and I watched them build it back up from scratch again.
Yeah.
And that taught me a lot. And I oftentimes say that that's the fire that still burns in me to do the work that we do.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. It can be grueling. But it's also fruitful, and it's a real opportunity and a blessing to be able to run your own business. And so our mission is to aid and advocate economic development, and we're going to help you build a business plan so yeah, you can plan the work and work the plan.
Yeah, and when you go to the bank or the credit union or your mother and father, whoever's going to help you with the financing, that business plan is the sacred grail. It really is, because that will show the bank or the lender that you know what you're doing, that you've thought it through, that you've dotted all the I's, you crossed all the T's. And if, you know, fortunately, we have a lot of great lenders. We have a lot of great lenders. We have the banks. We have great credit unions. And they're willing to work with you, but they help you with satisfying the questions they're going to ask before you go see them. Would that be fair to say?
That would be very fair to say.
Yeah.
There's so much admin. There's so much admin that goes into this work. So, yeah, you may have the fire in your belly for the passion that would be your business model, but do you have the same desire to develop the business model as you do your passion?
Right.
And if you do, then become an entrepreneur and go do that thing and be the best you can be at it. But if you don't, you might want to think about another plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was an excellent explanation, because I think a lot of people, they hit the deck running with an idea, but they haven't put all the shoring up that you need to fulfill the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, earlier in the interview today, we talked about thinking about what if you have adversity. And I'm just going to say this, please don't send me any hate mail, but tariffs could increase prices for the little guy too. You know, I hear them all talking about the car dealers and this and that and that. What about the little person? What about the little lady that started a dress shop, but she imports buttons from somewhere? Yeah, it's, and again, one of the crucial things is, as an entrepreneur, as a local business owner, what are you going to do? How much are you going to absorb, and how much are you going to have to pass on? You know, I won't say the place. It's going to be hard for you to believe, AJ, but I was in an establishment one time having a beer. I know, try to control yourself. And anyhow, the owner said something. I said something, and he goes, "Bill, in my place, I can only charge so much for a beer, because if I charge more, they won't come in anymore." Mm-hmm. So that was a locally owned establishment that had been in business probably for 50 years. And that's how finite, I guess the reason I'm saying it, is how finite it can get, a glass of beer.
Right, right. And when you think about that, that says a lot. Because it says a lot about patronage and you knowing your customers.
Exactly.
And what their price point is and what it took to build up that reputability in terms of customer acquisition over the years, right? Is that a marketing path that you really want to go down again or not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happens when you're talking about the little lady who imports the buttons? Well, let's talk about supply chain.
Yeah.
With all the tariffs going on, what if someone, another business, large corporation, was also buying those same buttons? Right now, they're concerned about tariffs.
Yeah.
They may buy a whole tons of buttons right now.
That's exactly right.
Let's forget about lead time for them, but now let's put lead time back on that small business owner.
That's right.
When, how are they going to get their buttons?
Yeah.
Because now when buttons come back in stock, they're going to cost how much now?
Yeah.
Well, that's not how I was running my business. So going back to the beer, that price point, right, becomes very important. And you got to know your customers. But that's the sort of thing that we want to help our entrepreneurs and clients understand.
And I said in the beginning of the show, Pittsfield is a great community and a great place for businesses to open. And right now, like they helped out during the pandemic on North Street. AJ's organization, Greater North Street, I'll put it that way. And you know, there's other business zones. I mean, there's Elm Street's a great business zone. So Tyler Street. And when I was a kid growing up, you couldn't get a place at any of those. Never mind North Street. I mean, North Street was the mecca of shopping. It's not that way anymore. And I shop big box stores. Believe me, I do. I shop the Walmarts and Walgreens and all that. But I also try to shop Elm Street Hardware, Car Hardware, gyms, just to spread out, help the little guy, help the local business owner. Because I was one. I know how difficult it can be. And so does this radio and TV station. That's why we ran these specials free, 26, 28 minute interviews. Another thing I would be for the new viewers, Mr. Enchil, he was also tell her about your little government, you're rubbing elbows with the government. Come on, tell him he's bashing.
Serving alongside of the Black Economic Advisory Council for the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah. So you're a Pittsfield kid.
Born and raised, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I remember when I got Jane Swift was the governor and I got appointed to the Juvenile Justice Advisory Board. You think people went crazy. You know, you got appointed. Like, dude, it's not that. Yeah. So I'm trying to make it as big a deal for you as it was for them, for me.
Kudos to you for that, honestly. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it. But the bottom line is we need more business. And if we get more businesses, everything is benefit. Everything is – we receive so many more benefits. Lower taxes, all these things. So I applaud your organization, man. I mean, and it was basically, and I don't want to embarrass him, but basically it was his brainstorm that started this a long time ago. And I admire people, I've written a few books and chapters and stuff, but I'm going to write a book. Okay, when? Oh, when I retire, I haven't really thought about that. It's kind of like with you. Sometimes when people come in, I want to start a business. And you got to start with that little seed.
As you talk about that, it just brings me back that time of just, we had our first son born. It was us traveling midway in the state for like a pickup drop off exchange, which was heart wrenching in of itself.
Yeah.
To then go back home and just put in another 7 hours, 6 hours. I like stay up past midnight, 2, 4, again and again. It's like, yeah, do you really want it? Or are you just saying that you want it? You know, you got to have the fire in your belly, but you got to have that desire to keep at it and put foot in front of foot. And it's not easy, you know. No. And when you say that, I'll tell entrepreneurs that. I don't think I've ever, maybe I've come out on the air and said it maybe here or there, but it was really like that.
Yeah.
And it still is. And there's times where I got to roll up my sleeves and still go to that place. And it's not easy. But that's what I've signed up for, and I've come to terms with that.
Yeah, and tell the people how many people, and I know some of this is repetitive, but this is a new audience. Tell the people how many people you've interacted with since you've opened your doors.
Oh, since we've opened our doors, I mean, all right, so we break up our work between technical assistance and casework. Right. So casework, that could be working with Berkshire Regional Planning Commission or the city of Pittsfield, right? But on the technical assistance side, that's when we're working with our Black clients. And so I would estimate we're probably just under 200. And that means not just existing businesses, but also entrepreneurs. So maybe we met with them once or twice, and they did the quick calculations with us. They saw what it would take for them to be profitable or to break even, and we didn't see them again. But others we've worked with on several worksheets to help them build out different business revenue models, right? And that is a good swath of businesses that we've worked with. And then, other businesses come in for workshops and various programs or street fairs or at maybe they're publicizing or participating in our gallery in the office. So there's a range of clients that we work with, and our simple hypothesis is that the businesses that continue to work with us, we'll see an increased rate of growth versus those, who come in and then they stop, right?
And I think what you're always, I guess the other piece we should throw out, or you should, they're always there. You know, if you were there and you didn't pay attention or whatever you did, and you started, and now you're having some kerfuffles or, things, something's go back.
Life happens. We understand that. Entrepreneurs have things going on in their lives, and trust me, we know. But when
Really?
you're ready, come back in. We're here to support you.
You have two kids, about 3 years, 2 years apart. Yeah, you probably do know what they're talking about. Life does have things happen to it, believe me. What do you think that, this is kind of an unfair question, but what do you think the challenge is for local Black entrepreneurs will be, or are or will be in the future?
I think that you have to see the nature of business from all sides, right? You have to see it from your own perspective, right? And what you are looking to gain and how you're looking to grow, what you're looking to learn, but also see from our perspective why we're keeping count, why we're tracking data, why we're, asking for you to comply to a grant program in the ways that we do, because we are also answering to our own compliance. And for the businesses who get that, that can be a very, your time can be very easy, easily spent working with us. For those who don't understand it, it may pose a difficulty. Why is BBEC tracking this information, or why are they asking for these receipts, or why are we signing over these documents? But it's to make sure that we can run our business smoothly and efficiently, and keep in mind we have your interest at heart. That's why we're behind this mission.
And again, I if AJ is going to give you some contact information, feel free to contact him. And again, to me, before you take that first jump off the pier into the water about starting a business, sit down with them. Get a realistic view. It is one of the things, and I'll share that from our ex was it's not just 9 to 5. There are times of the year you're open till 9 at night, from 9 in the morning during the holiday times and things like that. There's other times it's so slow because it's cold and nobody's going out to go shopping. And so all these things are part of doing business that sometimes with your excitement, I'm not putting anybody down, but with your excitement to open your own business, you don't look at the negative or plan for plan, and that's what they teach you. Hey, Jay, give us some contact info one more time, or we'll do it one more time after this, too.
Thank you so much. You can call us at 413-441-0111, or you can email us at contact@berkshirebec.org, and you can visit us in person at 33 Dunham Mall here in Pittsfield, right by City Hall.
And if I may, correct me if you think I'm wrong.
Probably not, but go for it.
No, before you do, write down some things that you want to learn about, or you have questions about, or you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go in, you have a document, you can refresh yourself, and they can lead you to here, there, and everywhere with it. I mean, I'm just living through my own life. And that's what we did. When I went to the bank, I had the business plan, but I also had my own little cheat sheet to respond to the business plan. You know, so, AJ, what do you think the future is for Black entrepreneurs in Pittsfield? I think it's, I really think with your organization, especially, and with the, you know, I know most of the bankers here. I know a lot of most of the credit union folks. They're pretty good about looking at the plan and not looking at the person. And that's a plus in my opinion.
Absolutely. Honestly, that's how I feel about receiving grant applications. You know,
right.
we're looking at the application for the contents and how the contents meet the criteria that we've set. And it's that simple. Now, to answer your question at hand, when I think about the future of Black entrepreneurs and Black businesses in Pittsfield, you know, a business that came to mind immediately because I was there two nights ago with my family. We went to Craven's Ice Cream, right?
Oh, me too.
You did? Okay. So
yeah.
Great place. It's
yeah.
Awesome. On Elm Street, you know, another business that we supported variously, either through technical assistance or through capital assistance for the grant making efforts that we do as an organization.
Yeah.
And they were awarded the equipment and infrastructure grant. And, you know, Ludwig and his team have completely beautified that space on Elm Street. He
yeah.
actually moved from a former location on Elm
yep.
Street to a new location. That was part of his plan.
Yep.
Now, Craven's was also a part of InterEyes. And that was a program that we have here at BBEC that's for the existing businesses to develop their three-year growth plans. So I literally worked with him on his idea to expand into more evening hours. And here I am after hours,
yeah.
walking to Craven's with my family, meeting up with some friends, having ice cream over there. Congratulations to him on everything that he has going on in his
yeah.
family, because he's an impressive young man. But, you know, that was part of his plan.
Yeah.
And I think for the businesses that can work to develop a plan and to see it through, they'll be successful. That's what I see.
Yeah, and I just Craven, he just tell him the old fat ball guy with a cane and always needs a bag.
They see, I remember a handsome bald guy, but I don't
yeah.
remember.
Yeah. Yeah. your memory's fading. But anyhow, no, Craven, and again, it's on Elm Street. It's worth a shot. The ice cream, the Polish Princess and I, we just had it last night, in fact.
It's
so,
delicious.
Yeah. But it's those kinds of things. And again, we don't know what the future brings. What I liked about what this is going way back when they started, because I try to have AJ on about once a quarter. They prepare you because you never, or I shouldn't say, some people don't think about when they're starting a business, what if we hit a downturn? What if there's mm-hmm. tariffs and a boost of price? How are we going to deal with it? And that's invaluable information. It really is. And they do that. They make you think about that.
Mm-hmm. And we even go as far as asking you questions about your own personal expenses, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's parse out your personal expenses from your business expenses. Let's just start there. Because you're a sole proprietor, we gotcha.
Yeah.
But you should have a business bank account. It'll be much easier for you to track
what's
coming in, what's going out. You know, and it's not easy, but if you do it at the onset, it can be a little bit cleaner. And we have QuickBooks that we can support our clients with through member services. So that's something else I want to share out as well. So,
cool.
You know, there's a lot that we have to offer, and we're doing the best we can to get the word out.
If you are a person, a black person, and you're interested, or you're thinking about, or you have established a business and you're kind of getting a bumpy road, or you want to grow, come back, go see them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a gift to the city.
Thank you, Bill. All of you and all your
people who work with you and have been supporting BBE, the banks, everybody. We can see those people, and I'll throw myself, because we're all smart people, I'll throw myself in there and be, you know.
You're one of them.
Oh, my mother used to tell me, you'll be judged by who you hang around with. So I'd rather hang around with bankers than hoodlums. So, but to make this happen, this is a gift to this community. And I would suggest that you support these entrepreneurs as best you can. And, you know, I just really cannot say how proud I am of this young man for taking an idea, a little seed. Now he's got a big elm tree. And more and more people should do that. You know, stop criticizing. I'm done with hatred, folks. Just so you know, you want to send me more hate mail, that's fine. I deal with it. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of really good people doing a lot of really good things. Let's focus on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jack, you can stay, you can go, but I have some announcements I have to read. I can't thank you enough for coming on. I'll give you about sometime in the fall, if I'm still around, I'll give you a jingle.
You will be here, and thank you for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure.
My love to your family and Grace and the boys.
Send Roseanne our regards and yours, your grandchildren.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, folks, just a couple of announcements, actually. Pittsfield Community Television is hosting Issa Pizza. Berkshire Hills Country Club, May 15th, 6 p.m. It's a fundraiser for us. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $20 for adults, $10 for children, 12 and under. They can be purchased at pctv.org/pizza. So at the door, they're going to be $25. If you're watching this, you know all about PCTV. You know all about WTBR. And like every other business, we can certainly use your help. Also, I have, I got my paperwork upside down. Excuse you know what you're dealing with here. So there's, don't forget, Memorial Day Parade will be coming up. And also, I want to say this too. Decorating of the graves will commence on May the 5th at St. Joe's Cemetery, Pittsfield Cemetery, in each day until completed. For more information about that, you can call Jim Clark at 413-499-9433. And Jim will fill you in if you want to volunteer to help decorate the graves, this will take place on May the 23rd, Friday, May the 23rd. It's an afternoon of golf, and it supports Soldier On. It will be at the Links at Worthington. If you want to find out more about this or be a sponsor or whatever, call Casey DeSico at 413-207-4746. And that's the Soldier On. And she's got all the information, all the stuff that's going on. Anything you can do to help, anything you can do to help Soldier On, and a lot of the folks that need your help, bottom line. And finally, so I get into heaven, back door, of course. May the 10th and June the 14th, St. Mary's Bingo. It starts, doors open at 12:30, games start at 2, full bingo. Basic entry is $10, and it supports the kiddos and all they do at St. Mary's School, which is really, really a great deal of everything for kiddos. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And again, we're all in this together. And as I said earlier, I'm kind of burned out on hatred and negative stuff. So with that, I wish you God's blessings. I look forward to seeing you again. And I thank you for being a supporter of this station, this program, and me. And the last thing is, we're all in this together. Today, let's try to lift somebody up. Make them smile. Lift their burden. It'll make you feel better, too. And again, I do thank you. I really do. Be well. God bless. Talk to you soon.